Well, to Scotland now, where voters are going to the polls today in a high-stakes election that could, depending on the winners, signal whether Scots decide in an election down the road to leave the United Kingdom. There might be more appetite for that now after Brexit, the UK pullout from the EU. In a 2016 referendum, Scottish voters overwhelmingly voted to stay in the European Union. NPR's Frank Langford joins us from Scotland. And Frank, this has long been a fraught relationship. The English say they rescued Scotland from financial ruined centuries ago. Many Scots don't see it that way. You're outside the Scottish National Museum where this historic tension is underscored.
It's fascinating to walk through the National Museum of Scotland. I have been learning the history over time. And the first thing you see when you go into the exhibit of the Kingdom of the Scots is the Declaration of 1320. And I'm going to read it to you because the first thing you see, as long as only 100 of us remain alive, we will never on any conditions be brought under English rule. So this antipathy towards England goes way, way back.
And that's in Edinburgh there. What are you hearing from voters?
Well, kind of a mix of pro and anti-independence. I ran across a guy named Ahmed Hasib. He's a physicist. He works in Switzerland, the University of Edinburgh. And you know, he understands that Scots are tired, as they've often been telling us over the last few years, of losing out on these big issues like Brexit to the English, who, as you were mentioning, they voted to leave the European Union. They outnumber the Scots by about 10 to 1. But this fella, Ahmed, he worries about anti-English sentiment here and nationalism. And this is how he put it to me.
I am just not sure the extra bit of things that comes with independence. It comes also with some, I gotta say, nationalism, racism, which I don't like.
Now, Ahmed says that during the first independence referendum, that was back in 2014, which actually failed, Scottish nationalists here told his English girlfriend that she should go home.
Mm. Well, Frank, in that vote, Scots rejected independence 55% to 45%, but as we heard, there was still very anti-English sentiment. How much has that gap narrowed since then, and how much has Brexit affected, you know, this desire for independence?
Yeah, well, actually, sentiment flipped last year. At one point in October, polls showed that support for independence was up at 58%, which was a record. And a lot of that was anger over Brexit and antipathy towards Prime Minister Boris Johnson and some of the early mistakes he made in handling the pandemic. These days, at least according to the polls, it feels much more evenly split. The vaccine rollout has been very successful in the United Kingdom. That, I think, has helped. And also, people here, as elsewhere, are kind of exhausted by the multiple crises. We think about the recession and the continual battle against the pandemic. I was talking to a guy named Aaron Chalmers. He spent much of his life, professional life, in the theater business. He's very pro-independence, especially still, I think, angry that Scotland was outvoted on this issue. And from his perspective, and many here, yanked out of the EU against their will. And this was what he said this morning after he voted.
I think Scotland should be part of the European Union. When I was younger, in my 20s, I had the opportunity to work and travel across Europe freely. I worked in Paris, I worked in Monte Carlo, and I've worked in Portugal and Lisbon. And I think it's a crying shame that my nieces and nephews won't have that same opportunity.
He's talking about Brexit, leaving the EU, which, of course, Scotland rejected. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the English embraced. Did he, Johnson, play a role in the campaign there?
No, he did not, Robin. He's extremely unpopular up here, and I don't think that members of the Conservative Party and candidates up here would have wanted him here. It would have only hurt them and only actually probably helped turnout for the Scottish National Party, which is the dominant party here that is running on a platform of independence.
Yeah. Look, if people want to understand the fraught history between these two places, Scotland and England, I recommend Outlander, which is now the TV series, was the book. I mean, it's a bloody, brutal history. Is there a sense that what happens could lead to the breakup of the UK, Scotland departing?
Absolutely. I mean, it's still early and it would probably take a number of years. But there are polls that show that the majority of people here in Scotland don't think Scotland will be part of the UK in between the next 10 and 15 years.
NPR's Frank Langford in Edinburgh, Scotland. Frank, thank you.
Great to talk, Robin.